At 6:30, I'm Chris Campbell live in the WSB 24-hour news center looking at the chance of a strong storm tonight. First Triple Team Traffic, here's Doug Turnbull.
And our share of traffic stories of the Skycopter the last couple of mornings and afternoons. We have got a fully engulfed vehicle fire, and it looks to be like it's under the Piedmont Road Bridge, under I-85 right now. See the Atlanta Fire Department just arriving. It is sending blinding black smoke over the interstate, so much so that if you're on 85 South right now, you can't even see to get through. And now as I get closer, I see that all lanes are blocked, both directions on I-85, and the vehicle is actually on fire. To me, it looks like it's just under the interstate, but so much so that, again, no traffic can pass on I-85 in either direction right after the Georgia 400 Captain Herb interchange here. Atlanta Fire Department doing a job right now, but this is, I haven't seen anything quite this extensive.
Got a message on Facebook that this guy thinks, two messages. One, that it's not the BP station, Tim Stevens from engineering. Another guy on Facebook said they've been storing plastic piping underneath that interstate for some reason, and maybe that is what's fueling it.
At 7 o'clock, I'm Jennifer Griffiths, live in the WSB 24-hour news center. We're breaking news to tell you about massive fire along 85. Let's get the very latest from the traffic center. Guys, what's going on out there?
Thank you, Jennifer, right now. And here's what we have. It's essentially what we call a double red alert because both sides of I-85 are blocked. And it's just south of the Georgia 400 interchange, right where 400 merges in. And whatever is raging and burning under the interstate, which is on Piedmont Road under I-85, the flames have shot through the part in the interstate there. And the smoke is billowing up, making it, even if the interstate was open, you would not be able to see through it. And 85 is blocked in both directions there. We think the flames have been touching the bridge for so long, there's a chance that at the very least there'll need to be a bridge inspection, if not some damage repair, and so that could keep 85 blocked for some time. But as we've heard from Channel 2's Jason Durden and News Chopper 2 on the scene, he has seen that all lanes are blocked on the Buford Spring Connector in both directions, right there around Piedmont Road, south of Cindy Marcus, and of course on I-85 in both directions. Now, Alex Williams of the traffic center has been watching the WSB Jam Cam, and Alex, it looks like they're trying to do something to get people out of there.
Yeah, I'm looking at the WSB Jam Cam shot live. It's 80.
And Smiley Marbacase has got some new details of the traffic center.
It appears there's some type of storage area adjacent to Piedmont. This would be just north of where Piedmont Road crosses under I-85. Firefighters still trying to battle the flames that are pretty vivid still underneath the I-85 bridge adjacent to Piedmont Road. So this is just north of Piedmont Road, some type of storage area that is literally under the interstate. Doug, we have to worry about now the structural integrity of I-85 and those overhead bridges at Piedmont Road, not only into this evening, but into tomorrow morning's drive. Doug?
And Smiley, right now, I'm actually en route to the traffic center with there to help you and Alex out, as I know you're getting inundated with calls and information. I can see I'm at Buford Highway about a half a mile north of Cindy Marcus Boulevard. I can see that heavy black smoke billowing up. Some of it's turned gray, and maybe that's some good news, but unfortunately a terrible situation here, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you so much, Doug. Now, WSB's Edgar Tragetz has just gotten off the phone with the DOT. Edgar, what can you tell us?
Yeah, a lot of issues here, not just the fire itself at this moment and as far as drivers going through, but how all of this might affect what happens tomorrow morning in rush hour. Off the phone just moments ago with spokeswoman with GDOT, Natalie Dale.
It is near our Hero headquarters, but I'm told that it is not. It is north of there. But so far, what we were able to do is dispatch some heroes to that location, both north and south on 85, to make sure that no one is trying to drive through this area, try to drive through the smoke. If you are in this traffic, if you are close to this, this is very dangerous, and we want everyone to stay put. We are working to get traffic that's in the vicinity turned around, and we are working to make sure that we are getting traffic off the interstate. We have bridge inspectors, because this is a bridge. We have bridge inspectors that have been notified. They've been dispatched to the location. We are going to have to inspect, once the fire stops, we're going to have to inspect this to make sure that that bridge is structurally sound before we can allow any traffic to go through this area. We understand that this is a busy time of day, that this is a very, very heavily trafficked area, but we cannot put any traffic back on this bridge until the fire stops and until our bridge inspectors are confident that it is safe and structurally sound, so it could be quite a while.
And that, again, is Natalie Dale with the Georgia DOT. Again, now, a couple points here to remember as far as the here and now, the right now, driver's GDOT warning, just stay away from this area, obviously, as far as the fire is burning at this moment. Also, for tomorrow, though, if you're planning your route for your typical rush hour to get into Atlanta, as far as tomorrow is concerned, go ahead and check out Google Maps, Waze, whatever your favorite app is to get around this, because there's no way of knowing right now at this moment whether the structure, the bridge structures, or the roadway will even be passable for tomorrow morning. Jennifer?
Breaking news from the WSB 24-hour news desk.
At 7:07, we're following breaking news in northeast Atlanta. Just moments ago, I-85 collapsed. Our top local story is continuing team coverage of the I-85 collapse.
This is a breaking triple team traffic alert from WSB.
And brace yourself for a brutal Monday morning drive, the first since the bridge collapsed. We get the very latest from the traffic team, beginning with Smiley Mark McKay.
All right, Kevin, good news, at least encouraging news for than what you started out with in northeast Atlanta. And great job by crews who were able to open the following ramps in the area. The I-75 southbound ramp to 85 northbound at Brookwood is open, as is the 75-85 northbound ramp to I-85 northbound, but all northbound traffic heading into northeast Atlanta. It's designated as local-only traffic. Should get onto the Buford Spring Connector. Buford Spring Connector northbound opened on Saturday morning, and that takes you through the demolition zone. Southbound 85, you still are forced off onto 400 northbound, and 400 southbound traffic can exit at Signy Marcus or continue on the Captain Herb flyover ramp to I-85 northbound.
WSB News Time 5:02. This is Atlanta's Morning News with Marcy Williams and Chris Camp.
And continuing our team coverage of the I-85 collapse, the round-the-clock effort to clear away the debris continues this morning. WSB's Richard Sangster reports live progress crews are making. Richard?
Yeah, loud and dusty out here, Chris, and that's the progress they're making. Now, priority out here at I-85 and Piedmont Road is to get Piedmont open as quickly as possible. A security guard working out here told me crews have been working hard, nonstop. A GDOT's Bill Duval is one of the engineers who's out here.
Construction is going to take some time. We really hope that the public will have some patience because it's a big project.
Now, GDOT is on an aggressive work schedule to replace the bridge. Demolition work will go on through early next week. Reporting live from Northeast Atlanta, Richard Sangster, WSB.
And how is your commute at this hour of the morning? WSB's Michelle Wright joins us live with what you're doing to cope on your drive-in.
Marcy, the good news, it's spring break for many schools, so buses won't be on the side streets, which should help as we head into our first week for work week after the collapse. This man is working on figuring out his alternate route.
To get to Buckhead Village area, you're going to have to go that. You're going to have to go through Ansley or through Midtown down here and up Peachtree.
In addition to finding new routes, this gentleman hopes
we will all have a little patience.
What's your commute into work and or on spring break? What's that looking like? Let us know by using the open mic feature on the WSB radio app. Reporting live, Michelle Wright, WSB.
MARTA's prepared to handle extra riders, hoping to avoid the interstate crunch.
There's been expanded service since Friday, and MARTA says that will continue.
We are already set to adjust accordingly as the ridership upticks.
Rakia Thomas with MARTA says that uptick came quickly on Friday, a spike of 25%. The weekend's train schedule was boosted as well. For peak rush times during the week now, you can expect trains to come a bit quicker than the typical every 7 minutes.
We expect and hope that 25% will steadily increase throughout the week.
Edgar Trage, it's WSB.
And as we continue our team coverage of the I-85 collapse, WSB's Bill Caiaccio reports live. The man accused of starting the fire underneath the interstate remains locked up this morning.
Yeah, Marcy, Basil Elby is in the Fulton County Jail on $200,000 bond. Elby is charged with arson, two others charged with criminal trespass. Investigators say Elby had been homeless for years and spent much of the time near the area where the fire started on Piedmont Road. He'd been arrested nearly 20 times and took part in a 12-step program for drug addiction. But others in the program with him say Elby was asked to leave when he became disruptive. His next court appearance is scheduled for April 14th. Reporting live, Bill Caiaccio, WSB.
Officials expect to reopen the collapsed portion of Interstate by June 15th. Chief Engineer Meg Perkle.
The bridge design team, about 15 to 20 engineers who worked throughout the weekend, developed plans for the entire bridge replacement in 3 days.
GDOT is using contracting incentives as a means to expedite reconstruction.
Also, we are getting a first read on the shifting traffic patterns as a result of what happened last Thursday. This probably does not come as a surprise.
Traffic on I-85, State Route 400, and the downtown connector have seen volume reductions between 40 and 70%. In comparison, I-285 and I-75 have seen volume increases in excess of 50 to 70%.
And as you might expect, Andrew Heath, the GDOT's traffic operations manager, tells us that traffic volume on surface streets like Peachtree Road and Cheshire Bridge in particular has risen significantly.
And we are checking the lunchtime traffic with Jackie Lee in the WSB 24-Hour Traffic Center.
Piedmont Road is open in both directions at 85. There's a crash Piedmont and southbound 85 now, as well as crashes clearing on Lenox, as well as Cheshire Bridge. Buford Spring Connector northbound is open. Southbound, of course, is closed. 400 southbound traffic forced to exit at Sydney Marcus. Still some pretty heavy delays in that area. Jackie Lee, WSB.
Thank you, Jackie. 71 degrees right now on Peachtree Street. Going to be beautiful today. Sunny and warm. Highs around 81, but tomorrow, a very different story.
An outbreak of severe storms is possible in parts of Georgia tomorrow, with at least a chance it's worse than yesterday, including a higher risk of a tornado.
Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Kirk Mellish with Atlanta Radio's only five-day forecast coming up at 12:06.
Continuing our team coverage now, the I-85 collapse. State Transportation Commissioner Russell McMurray defending today the storage of equipment and material under the overpass.
The material was stored on state property behind a fence with a locked gate, and there was a sign placed that was state property and no trespassing.
Just the same, the state fire marshal and insurance commissioner calling on the department to review the practice of storing materials under bridges.
And she was there when the fire started.
Black smoke was coming up. I said, oh my God, Basil. Look at that.
Sophia Brower, homeless, and admitting to Channel 2 Action News that Basil Ellaby was responsible.
He looked at me. He gave this evil smile and said, I did that.
She says she's glad nobody was hurt and regrets the damage done.
Looking for evidence that commuters are taking advantage of MARTA? Well, look no further than the parking at some MARTA stations. Those enormous decks at several stations have been filled to or nearing capacity, especially along the Red Line, where for the second day in a row, every spot is taken at the North Springs station.
Fixture, WSB.
Now, as we continue our team coverage of the I-85 bridge collapse, the DOT wants you to keep up with what you're doing when it comes to the morning commute. WSB's Michelle Wright joins us live with what we've learned from the latest data.
Marcy, the biggest increase in travel time, up 18%, was for drivers along the 316 to I-285 corridor. In other areas across the metro, the travel time was about the same as normal, but the roads became congested earlier, signaling that folks are taking advantage of flexible work options. This driver tells Channel 2 it is all about flexibility.
It's going to be an adjustment for everyone, but, you know, things happen.
Basically, heed the DOT message and don't become complacent. Meanwhile, Mayor Kasim Reed is temporarily suspending all non-emergency DOT work in an effort to meet the June 15th deadline. Live in the news center, Michelle Wright, WSB.
Since the I-85 collapsed, WSB's Bill Caiaccio reports live several neighborhoods are now being used as cut-throughs.
Yeah, Judd, drivers trying to avoid the I-85 collapse are suddenly using residential streets to get around. Neighbors like Ruth Ann McGee tell Channel 2 Action News many people are driving way too fast.
This is a neighborhood. It's not a racetrack. And it's not hurry, hurry, hurry as fast as you can to get around it to go somewhere else.
The city of Atlanta's put up no through traffic signs in an attempt to protect those smaller neighborhoods. It reminds drivers the city has a specific way once you get to your final destination while repairs are made to the interstate. Reporting live, Bill Caiaccio, WSB.
Responding to the I-85 bridge collapse, Atlanta Public Schools opened their North Atlanta cluster 15 minutes earlier than normal. That means kids in that cluster, including Morningside Elementary, need to be at the bus stop earlier as well.
APS has created a temporary bus compound in North Atlanta High School to park the buses.
Construction isn't finished, but the I-285 pedestrian bridge to SunTrust Park will be open for business for the Braves' regular season opener.
Atlanta's first responders get a national honor thanks to their quick action during the catastrophe. WSB's Michelle Wright is live with details of their upcoming visit to the White House today.
Scott, 2 weeks ago, the call came in about a fire under an I-85 overpass.
Okay, this isn't just a little fire anymore.
And, you know, we all know what happened next. The bridge came down, and amazingly, no one was hurt. 15 officers from the APD, AFD, and Georgia State Patrol are heading to Washington, D.C. today for a reception with President Trump and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. The half-hour ceremony starts at 2. First responders were also honored by Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed at City Hall yesterday. Meanwhile, WSB's Edgar Tragetz tells us what some of them experienced when they arrived at the scene.
I was on 85 southbound, still turning people around when the bridge collapsed.
Atlanta Police Officer Tyler Thomas, with fellow officers there that night, he and Sergeant Warren Picard joined the Mark Arum Show to talk about the critical first minutes.
Those officers had not been on the bridge, would have had nowhere to put those cars.
Yeah.
So people would have had to abandon their cars right there.
And firefighters 10 feet away fighting the blaze.
They did a fantastic job. Without them, they wouldn't have gone the way it did. And they don't get enough credit. They really, truly don't.
Edgar Tragetz, WSB.
So the Covenant Atlanta's morning news, the incentive program that could have the bridge open again by the end of May, and the new traffic data that shows where congestion has actually gotten better and where it's gotten worse.
24-hour continuing news.
We heard from the lawyer team representing Basil Ellaby on Friday. Ellaby charged with setting the fire that brought down that section of the 85 bridge now 16 days ago.
Lawyers for Basil Ellaby say they will not allow him to be used as a scapegoat in the 85 fire and bridge collapse. Mallory Davis says this is a railroading on steroids.
You have this catastrophic outcome, and then you come pick this one little guy as he's the reason for the entire collapse of I-85. It's absurd.
The attorneys have set up a hotline and a website, basilellaby.org, for tips, including any from DOT whistleblowers. At the Fulton County Courthouse, Veronica Waters, WSB.
Over.
Continuing team coverage of the I-85 bridge collapse. Today's headline, bond for Basil.
$10,000 signature bond for accused I-85 arsonist Basil Ellaby, who has to stay in a residential treatment program and get random drug screenings twice weekly. Defense attorney Mowally Davis says the 39-year-old was almost in disbelief that he has so many supporters and is getting out of jail.
He's feeling very, very thankful and very grateful. He's overjoyed. You know, he has been very frustrated that he has been incarcerated on something that he believes he did not do.
Davis says Ellaby is ready to start anew. At the Fulton County Courthouse, Veronica Waters, WSB.
Opening about them.
Updating the I-85 collapse, WSB's Richard Sangster reports live. The Georgia DOT is about to start more road work in the same area. Richard?
Yeah, it's repaving I-85, and it's going to happen this weekend, Judd. And while I-85 is closed for bridge repairs, it just makes sense. It will be safer for crews, and work will go along much faster. This is GDOT spokeswoman Natalie Dale.
When 85 is open again, we won't have to have so many lane closures.
The 85 bridge rebuild is expected to be completed by mid-June. The repaving will go on long after that. Dale told us repaving will run from Peachtree Road to Claremont. It's expected to be finished by early next year. Reporting live from Piedmont Road at I-85. Richard Sangster, WSB.
The accused I-85 arsonist is out of jail after posting bond.
He said he was glad to be out of jail, but nothing more about the infrastructure disaster that triggered a commuting nightmare for untold numbers of drivers every day.
Channel 2's Tom Regan says attorneys for Basil Ellaby paint him as a scapegoat and say the DOT should not have stored flammable material under the bridge. Ellaby must enter drug rehab as part of his bond agreement.
Continuing news.
It's back open.
WSB Cam, Kevin Armstrong, traffic flowing again. And Piedmont Road southbound through the I-85 rebuild.
Mark McKay in the WSB Skycopter just after 7:30 this morning as Piedmont Road reopened, closed for nearly 24 hours to allow crews to set beams for the new bridge. So what's next?
We've got all beams in place at this point, and we're looking forward to getting the deck poured, the final walls in place, and getting the road back open.
DOT engineer Andrew Heath on WSB this morning. The first concrete could be poured as soon as tonight. A new appreciation for Atlanta's bypass on account of the I-85 collapse.
285 is more than pulling its weight during this crisis.
It has been the most preferred detour route.
Natalie Dale with the Georgia DOT tells WSB it's more important than ever to get several big 285 projects off the table.
285 and I-20 on both sides. The revived 285 top-end project.
Dale says the perimeter is proving its worth to commuters in Atlanta and drivers from out of town. Bill Caiaccio, WSB.
To Fayette County this
o'clock. It's Tuesday, May 2nd. I'm Scott Slade. This is Atlanta's Morning News. And good news is news, too. Our top story, the good news for your commute. WSB's John Lewis begins our team coverage of the I-85 bridge collapse. Things should be back to normal by Memorial Day.
Crews have worked around the clock, and the weather has cooperated. So DOT Commissioner Russell McMurray can now say,
with confidence, that Interstate 85 will be open to traffic before the Memorial Day weekend, which officially starts on May 26.
McMurray says work on the roadway has begun. He gave special thanks to commuters who have changed their schedules and employers who have allowed them to do so. From I-85, John Lewis, WSB.
And I'm WSB's Michelle Wright, live in the news center. Adam Grist with contractor C.W. Matthews says things are moving pretty well.
We're a lot further along than we anticipated at this point, so that's a good thing.
He tells Channel 2 he and his crew know how important this road is to the area.
Everybody's watching. There's so many people that use this road and count on it, not to mention all the local people around here. It's really affected their commute and their businesses.
Crews will start pouring concrete onto the last two spans of the bridge tonight. The contractor will receive more than $3 million in incentives if the project is done by May 15th. Live in the news center, Michelle Wright, WSB.
They have seen it on the cameras this afternoon. They are now striping I-85 at the bridge repair site.
And Governor Deal will join state transportation officials tomorrow morning to talk to reporters. 10 o'clock, we'll carry it live. Meantime, today, businesses near the site continue looking for any help they can get. And they got some today.
Looks of Atlanta is about 100 feet from the collapsed site. Its owner, Tony J., tells me it's been tough.
Customers don't go around the barricades, so we was just with zero customers.
He says even when there are no customers, there are employees.
I can't get rid of employees that's been with me 10 to 16 years.
He was among the business people at the Invest Atlanta seminar looking for any help that's being offered. In Peachtree Hills, John Lewis, WSB.
It is 83 degrees on Peachtree Street at 401 News.
Breaking news from the WSB 24-hour news desk.
Good morning. I'm Scott Slade along with Mark Arum here, and we are covering breaking news now. Governor Nathan Deal and has stepped to the podium here in the rotunda of the state capitol, Mark Arum, and advertised here. They're going
to
give us an update on the 95 construction. Let's listen.
And thank you for being here. I am Robert Brown, chairman of the State Transportation Board of Georgia, and I couldn't be more pleased to be with you today to this very important announcement. Today, Georgia DOT Commissioner Russell McMurray and I are very honored to be joined by Governor Nathan Deal to deliver some exciting news about the reopening of I-85. I know you are all eager to hear the news we have to share, so without further ado, I'd like to introduce Governor Deal. Governor Deal.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Chairman Brown. Good morning. Thank you all for being here today. I do have some great news. As of rush hour next Monday morning, the Interstate 85 bridge will be completed and will be open for traffic. And the even better news may be that it may be sooner than that, and you'll hear from the commissioner in a moment about those possibilities. But this is a time to say thank you, because this is an extraordinarily short period of time to complete such a major project. Certainly, first of all, we need to acknowledge the efforts of our State Department of Transportation, our federal government, our state and local transit agencies, and the work of the contractor, C.W. Matthews. I also want to thank MARTA, Greta, and CERTA for leading the charge and providing alternative ways for people to get in and out of our capital city. I'm especially thankful for the prompt and significant response from President Trump and the DOT Federal Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, for the financial assistance that they provided us. And that first announcement, as you may know, came within less than 24 hours from the time that the bridge had collapsed. I also want to thank Russell McMurray and his entire team. This has been a very impactful event. And certainly it would not have happened without the efficiencies of the State Department of Transportation and their allied agencies and the exceptional work of the contractor. I want to thank the local business owners and those who have been very helpful during this time of process. They have given people options for work schedules like teleworking and flex safe schedules for their vehicle traffic, which has kept them off the roads during peak hours, and that has been very, very helpful in the process. Also want to go back and thank again the first responders, who were the ones who prevented there being any injuries or deaths from this initial disaster that occurred. We've already acknowledged them previously, but also appropriate to do so again today. Now, I want to thank the ones who have been most affected by this, and that is the motoring public. Although they have been inconvenienced, by and large, their attitudes have been very, very positive, and they have been helpful, and they have been understanding. And now I'm going to do something that I don't usually do, and that is I want to thank the media. You have been very helpful in this process. You have been very consistent in your reporting of the road closures, of the opening times, of the daily updates on the progress and reroutings that have occurred, and, of course, have helped us in those commutes.
Now, good morning. The time is 8 o'clock on this Monday, May 15th. I'm Scott Slade. This is Atlanta's Morning News, WSB's top local story. The first Monday morning commute in 6 weeks with I-85 open.
I do have some great news.
It's the day we've been waiting for since the fire and bridge collapse.
85 is horrible again.
But we have live team coverage, and now the traffic has shifted yet again with WSB's Mark McKay.
I guess you're not going to please everybody this morning, Scott. Yes, I-85 is open, but we're seeing the delays prior to the collapse now leaving Midtown Atlanta heading toward Buckhead, already heavy across that rebuilt section of I-85. Really now in both directions, north and southbound. We're seeing extra pressure on the downtown connector leaving 166 into Midtown, and extra pressure, or maybe not, on I-25, Ashley Prescott.
Actually, the outer loop in DeKalb County feels pretty light right now. The worst traffic is 285 north, headed north of the Stone Mountain Freeway, 78 and westbound over toward Perimeter Mall. Really jammed up in Cobb County, though, 285 north and east, starting before South Cobb Drive all the way over to Roswell Road. The ride from the northern suburbs in minutes on WSB.
Now the repairs are done well ahead of schedule. WSB's John Lewis is reporting on the incentives for the work crew.
CW Matthews tried giving crews working on the 85 repair time off, but they could not.
It was hard to, and when we did give days off, we had no problem finding people to volunteer from other crews.
Adam Christ with CW Matthews tells me, on most road projects, crews work 45 to 53 hours per week, but on the 85 collapse, crews were putting in 75 to 85 hours per week. At the collapse site, John Lewis, WSB.
Just this morning, the GDOT's Mark Mastronati and the way they got it done so quickly.
When we look back at it, and we're going to take a deeper dive in the days to come, honestly, everything that could go right did go right.
How's the newly repaired interstate affecting your commute? Use the open mic feature and let us know on the WSB radio app.
On the road again, on the bridge again.
I'm on 85 again. Couldn't wait to get out on 85 again.
From one of our listeners using the open mic feature on the WSB radio app, many sighs of relief this weekend as the bridge is back. Crews separated by about 24 hours, the opening of the two directions. Northbound opened to traffic on Friday evening. Next to come now, the bridge gets reintroduced to the morning rush on Monday. Edgar Trey gets WSB.
New stats from the DOT underscore the impact on our commute during the I-85 collapse.
There were fewer of us on the roads during the 6 weeks 85 was shut down.
Traffic during the closure period in general around the metro region was down about 7%.
Georgia DOT Commissioner Russell McMurray heard live on Atlanta's Morning News.
That meant people chose to telework, have flexible times to come and go, and also use transit.
McMurray says he's hoping people who use transit for the first time will continue to do so because it helps reduce congestion. Bill Caiaccio, WSB.